So I go first.
Yeah, you go first. Right?
Yep. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I had the bad dream again.
Which dream is that, Jim?
You know the one, the bad dream.
Oh, yeah. The bad dream where you're interviewing a band and you mess up the name of one of their songs to their face?
Yes, yes, that's it. That's the one. Man, I hate that dream.
But, Jim, that was no dream. That was real.
No! Okay, Patrick, it's day two of this Diet Sig miniseries that we have going on.
Yeah, that's right. Day two, part two. I'm excited. We really had a nice conversation with them, and they were super gracious to, you know, make some time. Because, like you said yesterday, these guys are, like, working hard at this band. And they're totally committed. They actually moved to Virginia. That's how committed they are.
Yeah, Richmond, Virginia is where they live now. The RVA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were just finishing up the tour. They only had
wasn't much left.
Three more dates, I think, after this DC show. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because one of them got caught up in that nor'easter.
Yeah.
And they had to actually change the venue in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that was actually the close of the tour.
Yeah, the weather's been tough.
Right. So, but anyway, yes, it was great. They talked with us for about half hour or so, and
it was awesome.
They had food delivered in from the club, and yet they still talk to us with the food sort of sitting there beckoning them. Okay, so Diet Sig is Alex Luciano. She is the vocalist and guitar player.
Yep.
And Noah Bowman, he's the drummer. And we talk with him backstage at Rock and Roll Hotel in Washington, D.C. All right, in this part of the interview, we talk a little bit more about a couple of the songs, starting with a song that really has gotten them a good amount of attention.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more of a social commentary song, but again, you know, coming from a place of real sort of truth from Alex's perspective, and it's called Tummy Ache. So we'll hear a little bit of that, get into the interview. Let's talk a little bit about a song that has gotten you guys a lot of attention, Tummy Ache. The line, you know, it's hard to be a punk while wearing a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that hard today?
I think that misogyny exists in every realm. And I think femininity, even though it is celebrated in like the media right now, that's like everyone's real into it, I think it is still harder to be a woman or femme person in any industry because of like the patriarchy like existing. Right. And I think that women and non-binary folks and just like non-cis men have to work a lot harder to show themselves as like accepted, like nuanced artists. I think a lot of the times, if you're not a cis man, like you need to always have a narrative attached to you, and like some sort of like I don't know, you have to be either really sexy or like really tough, or like you can be this one-sided kind of thing. And I think that you have to work a lot harder to prove yourself and to like shine and be accepted as like a nuanced artist in a way that like cis men don't have to.
It's well said.
Yeah, absolutely. I had really noted in the last couple of years or so just how encouraging it is that so many women are in indie rock right now. And it feels to me like they're sort of carrying rock music to a large extent. And, you know, I have a daughter who's 17 years old. And so I love at least the way things are going, you know, to some extent. Right. And I was just thinking like, you know, I just made like a quick little list here of just today off the top of my head, whether you have like Charlie Bliss and Weaves, you mentioned Grimes, Always, Wolf Alice, Courtney Barnett, Best Coast, Daddy Issues, The Regrets, Hooray for the Riff Raff, Waxahachie, Wye Oak, Hop Along. You know, this didn't exist when Patrick and I were your age. You know, there was like...
There was maybe one or two
this
isolated.
Fair, right?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And or before that, like Chrissy Hynde, you know, so it's got to be encouraging you in some way.
They did exist. That's the thing. They did exist. Women literally created rock and roll. Sister Rosetta Tharpe created like guitar playing as we know it in rock. And I think that that's a really big issue that everyone is like, right now, like women are like slaying the indie rock world. And like, yet maybe they've been given more representation than they have in the past. But like women have been slaying rock and punk and every genre for like since they have been genres. And I think like right now, like the larger media outlets are capitalizing on like women and non-cis men making art right now, but they've always been making art. And I think like it's exciting to be making music in a time that like women are being recognized more by like major outlets. But like, I think a lot of the narrative is that like all of a sudden, like women are here and they're making music now because they can, because it's 2018. But the reality is they've always been doing it. They're just now being allowed to like make their art outside of that, like, you know, one-sided version of like what a woman artist can be.
Right.
And so I think that that's like definitely important to like remember, is that like women have like literally created rock and roll. And like they are thriving now for sure. And it's like so exciting, but also like they've always been doing it.
Yeah. And it was white men controlling the media in the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why the stories never, you know, filtered even to the 80s. It took a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jim, we remember. Yeah. I mean,
totally.
It took a long time.
Yes.
You know?
Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's great. No, that's fantastic.
We appreciate that when you go off. Let me ask you guys this. How draining is it physically and mentally to just know that right now in 2018 you got to be on the road a lot, like you got to play a lot of shows, right? Because merch sales are important and live shows are important, and that connection, those 10 people that heard you on Bandcamp that actually come to the show and you meet them, like but is that daunting to you guys?
No,
I don't think so. I mean, touring is a very intense job. And it's definitely not easy. It's not the party everyone thinks it is. But it's also like the coolest job like I think we could ever have.
Yeah, we get to like go play music every night to people that want to hear us play music every night in a different city. And it's cool. It's like, you know, we get to like see different parts of like the country and like the world. Like we've gone over to Europe and UK, which is really cool. And I don't know, it's just, it's exciting and it's fun. And it's like, it's really like, it feels really good. Cool when you're like in Amsterdam and there's people there that you're like, I've never been here. Why are you like, it's just like that blows my mind sometimes. We're like, there's people that know the words and are like, or someplace where they don't even speak
English.
Like you'll go to Germany
words.
And like they'll be singing every word, but then like you'll go have a conversation with them and they can like barely have a conversation because it's just like, it's just so crazy. That blows my mind. And it's, that's been fun, but it's definitely been, we've been touring so much. It's like, I feel it in my body.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, that's okay. But also, I'm like, I could sit in like a hot tub for like 24 hours.
Now, when you come off the road, is it hard to adjust to like not being on the
road? I get so stir crazy. Like the first 24 hours, I'm like, oh, this is so nice. I'm going to lay down. I'm just like, not even going to get out of bed today. And then the next day, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm like,
where are we supposed to be?
It's hard to turn your body off.
Because we're so go, 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 go. And then we get home and you're just like, I guess I'm just going to go wash a dish or something. Like I'm going to go dirty this dish and wash it because I need something to
get
do
a
right
dog.
Now. Yeah, honestly, don't even bring up the dog because that's something that we talk about all the time. So
hey, you should get a dog.
We should get a dog.
I know.
I'd love to have a dog.
Well, and is it hard to stay healthy On the road, you had to cancel a couple of shows, right?
Yeah, this one I got strep throat. I'm like, I feel like the universe is like telling me, like, girl, it's time to slow down because I tore my ACL in November at a show.
Wow.
I was jumping off the drums like a punk idiot, landed wrong and like tore my ACL on stage. And it was pretty brutal. We finished the set, but it like, it was
a little rough.
Like, I haven't gotten it fixed yet. I have to get surgery. So like, I'm like, currently dealing with a torn ACL. I got strep throat like a week and a half ago. I had to cancel one show because of it. And I also like have my wisdom teeth coming in and they're doing freaky things. And my body's just like, can we stop for a second? Yeah. And it's like really important, I think, to like listen to your body. And like touring like we do requires like we can't like party every night. We have to take our vitamins. We have to like try and sleep as much as possible. And it's definitely not like the rock and roll like lifestyle you see in movies. Like it's a lot of like in the morning, like, okay, everyone take your vitamin C gummy. Like make sure you're drinking enough water. You have to have a routine for that kind of stuff.
Oh, I guess food's here.
And the food is arriving.
The food is arriving, yes. And so just 1 minute here. So what's the biggest thing that you've learned since being in the quote unquote music business?
It's a small world. I feel like I've learned that like everyone knows everybody, which is kind of interesting thing. Cause like it seems like such a big daunting thing when you're like on the outside of it. But once you get in, it's like, you're like, oh wait, I've met like, oh, you know, this person, you know this, and it kind of just like shrinks up. And I feel like that's something I noticed. I was like, whoa,
that's
okay. Like, yeah, I know this person, you know, it's like we went, yeah. Like it's, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I think I've learned that like, nobody is really that cool and you're not really that cool. So everyone needs to like chill out and just like be nice to each other. Mm-hmm, like I've learned like it's not cool to act like a cool guy. You just got to be nice. Mm-hmm. And like that's how like everyone always has like whatever secret to like get ahead. And it's really just like be nice, be good at your shit, and be on time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, there's no like right or wrong way to do it.
True. There's no formula.
I went to college for arts management. It is the biggest joke I've ever experienced. It was such a waste of time because the whole time I was just like, you're just going out of a textbook. You're not even someone that's doing it. And I was like, it was so weird because I was on tour a lot when I was in college and I had my professors asking me to like sit down with them and teach them things. I'm like, wait, this is backwards. I should be learning from you. But it was like, they don't even know. Everything they were talking about was like, not right.
Yeah, you gotta learn like, it by living
you
it.
You just gotta do it. You gotta do it because everything's changing, especially how fast the media changes and like, you know, like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and like, so you're saying how Snapchat is no longer a cool thing anymore. You know, it's like, it's just things are coming and going. It's like, you can learn how to use it, but like in a month.
Pretty soon, Kylie's gonna say indie rock is not that cool and we're all gonna
and then we're all going down. Yeah. So like,
no one listening to
it changes
anymore?
So fast. Yeah.
That's gonna kill you guys.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Gotta be nice.
All right, I want to be respectful of your time here. We're already over, so
I just want to ask
this. On the song Zombie Blob, you talk about...
Blob Zombie. Sorry.
On the song Blob Zombie...
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, that's cool.
You sing, I want to be the best one at this. So, again, going back to where we started about sort of like your ambition and your drive, do you have goals now? Do you say like, you know, we're at the Rock and Roll Hotel today. Next year, we want to be at the 9:30 Club, or we want to be on a late night TV show, or whatever. I mean, do you think about it that way?
I think that we don't necessarily, we do set goals for sure, but it's not necessarily like I want to do this big thing that's a signifier of like our success. It's more like I really want to write another record that I'm super proud of, and like I really want to. Like, I don't know, like go on, I guess we'll like go on a tour to like Australia.
Yeah, like
that's
Japan
a big one for us.
Yeah.
That would mean a lot. But it's really more like we have goals for like us making stuff. Like we want to be able to work with designers. We really love to do like special pre-orders for our next record. Like this record, we did those beautiful satin jackets with Tuesday Bastin and like collaborating with artists we love. Like those are goals of ours as well.
Yeah. So I feel like we set like small goals. Like we're not like, I feel like we have the big goals. Like everyone once has those like, you know, big dreams of being the biggest thing in the world. But like, I feel like with me, it's like stupid. It's like a better car vehicle thing, upgrading to like the next thing. Like those little things are like those little like wins. You're like, oh, sick, cool. Like we got this. Yeah. Don't have to worry about it anymore. What's the next little thing? You know, that's kind of how I feel.
I think someday it would mean like it would be the biggest thing in the world for us to do a tour on a bus.
Yeah.
Like that would be like the number one, like someday, maybe not this next record, but the record after, or I don't even know, but like to be able to tour on a tour bus would be like
a driver,
literally
with a driver with beds on
and like I think that is like the peak of success
when we don't have to wake up at like 7 a.m. so everyone can try to get in the shower and get food and then still make it to Loden at like 3 o'clock in like a 7 hour drive.
That's
when you know you've made it.
I want to sleep
the bus
through the night.
But I feel like our big goal right now is to write another record.
That's definitely our record,
because we were super proud of Swear I'm Good at This and like really like loved it, all the songs, like poured our hearts into it, and I think that like we just really want to make another one that feels that good.
How much stuff do you guys have compiled for that potential record?
Zero.
Not a lot.
Is that right?
We honestly, like, I don't know.
We've been touring so much.
We've
I was
going to
ask if you wrote on the road, but I guess not.
No, like, we tried doing that for the last record, and it's just, like, it's just so stressful and hard, and it's just, like, we knew that we were going to have this time after this tour we're on now to be, like, okay, like, we can actually sit down, and so we're kind of waiting to have, like, we have it in our heads. We both know that. We haven't had a chance to sit down and be, like, hey, so the record, and let's, like, flush it out. We haven't just like had this moment to really like break it down yet, but I feel like once we do, we're gonna be like sick, cool,
That's cool,
do this.
And so probably not 2018 or 2018
probably not
probably 2018. Not 2018.
We'll probably record in 2018 and release whenever the universe allows, because sometimes that stuff's out of our control.
Economics. It's an important thing.
All right, cool. Well, Alex and Noah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, and our thanks again to Alex and Noah from Diet Sig.
Yeah, those guys are amazing.
It was fun. I really think this is a band that could really go places. And, you know, we talked about Rock and Roll Hotel being this, you know, cool club in D.C. But to give people a sense here, too, is the capacity is about 400.
I think so.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. This was a sold-out show.
Yep.
And Diet Sig has really been drawing very well on this tour, and they're the headliner. And again, I have to emphasize, they've only been a band for a very short period of time with one EP and one album, but for a band at I think this stage of their career to be, you know, selling out clubs like that, touring around the country and into Europe, headlining shows, you know, it shows to me that they have real potential. There's a real trajectory.
What do you like best about them, Jim? Because you're into them, and I like them a lot too. What's your favorite thing about the band?
Oh well. Funny you should ask, because I forgot to mention this yesterday. So in the live show itself, right? So we did the interview and then you had to split.
Well, what a surprise.
Because that's your move. And I stuck around and watched them.
God bless you.
And I'm glad you mentioned this, because I really forgot to bring this up. The other thing that's really impressive about Diet Sig as a live act is Alex completely takes on the sort of rock star persona on stage.
So interesting.
So all the focus really is pretty much on her, and I think the crowd really relates to her.
Yeah.
And she is constantly moving. You know, as I mentioned, she's the only guitar player, so she's carrying, this is a guitar band essentially, so she's carrying that sound. She's got this big sort of booming voice that, you know, after a long tour, I think you couldn't tell. There was no wear on this. And then, but also it's constant sort of like bouncing up and down, spinning around, getting up on the bass drum and doing jumps. She mentioned, you know, tearing her ACL on tour at one point doing a move. And then the other thing that's really impressive too, she's also really into like the high kicks kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like Robert Pollard or Carrie Brownstein might do.
Exactly.
So she really embraces sort of like the idea of, you know, being that focal point, that center of attention and putting on a show.
That's great.
Then she really has like star quality, you know? So,
and when you talk to her, folks, her personality fills the room up completely. I mean, there's no doubt who's the star in that room and who's the smartest person in that room. And she really is. She really is.
Yep. So it was great.
Yeah.
It was really fun. I really want to see where this band goes.
Yeah, me too. That was great.
All right. And I should mention too that their latest album is called Swear I'm Good at This. Yep. And you can stream that all the places and
get it on Bandcamp.
Buy it. And I have a cassette that I bought at the merch table of the show. Okay. So with that, this is Rock in the Suburbs, and please subscribe to the show and please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And please let us know if maybe you've connected with a band lately, a new band, something like that. That'd be cool.
And if we can interview them backstage, that would be helpful.
You can email us rock@suburbspod.com or you can call our suburban party line 612-440-1984. Or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod. All right. And with that, let's play it with another Diet Sig song. And this time I'm going to get the name of the song correct. It is Blob Zombie. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It really is the best thing in the world.
Yeah.